love this.
That was beautiful.
That's my jam. Eric Evenson gets 5 points for that.
I actually do like that one.
Which
he
still
wins
gives me the lead,
one.
I think.
No, no, you had five. He had one.
I had six. He has five now.
Oh, so you're tied. Ooh. Well, I'll find a way to give you guys an overtime winner or something later. But
I'll have an overtime buzzer beater from half court.
to win the Stanley Cup.
To win the Stanley Cup. Game 7, yeah.
I don't think Eric's going to let the Stanley Cup slip by him.
Welcome back to the student section on this beautiful Thursday. No adverse weather at all here in Tuscaloosa, which feels like that's the first time it's been, you know, happening all semester.
It got hot.
Yeah, it's hot now. I'm sweating. I don't like it. But either way, but speaking of landscapes changing, the landscape of the baseball world just got big news of an impending change.
Nice transition.
Yeah, it's maybe a little stretch, but we'll go with it. Derek Jeter announcing his retirement after 20 seasons of donning the pinstripes. He's, you know, going to hang up the cleats on what's been a very good career. So, Mr. November is no more. So guys, just quick reaction.
Well, one thing I think is really interesting, I don't know if you knew about this, but his last regular season game, so assuming the Yankees don't make the playoffs, is going to be in Boston, which, you know, the irony of that is kind of exciting to me. And, you know, that game is going to be an absolute sellout, regardless of whether they're playoff bound or not. And he's just such an iconic leader, you know, such a captain, a Yankees lifetimer. There's no way that this man does not go to the Hall of Fame. There's absolutely 0% chance of that happening. And, you know, he's a role model for so many young kids. And to see him go, it's, you know, it opens the door for new people to step in and fill his shoes. But I don't think anyone can ever fill his shoes because he's a legend.
For me, it's like this is an era that he played in that we view really as tainted, and we really question a lot of these guys' integrity and how it fits in the sport. And Derek Jeter is like the one guy who kind of stands above everyone else. When you're teaching your kid how to play baseball, you want him to be like Derek Jeter because he's done it all. I mean, the experience, the championships, the leadership. I mean, he is pretty much the perfect role model for baseball players growing up.
Yeah, and you know, like you were kind of pointing out, Maggie, Hall of Fame is just something that comes to mind when you think Derek Jeter. You know, he's a guy that has, like you said, he has it all. You know, he's got the charisma as an ambassador to the game. He's got the stats. He's in the 3,000 hit club, which for a lot of Hall of Fame peoples, that's an automatic shoe in. And he's got the rings, too. I mean, he's got five, I think it's five World Series rings as a member of the Yankees.
Yeah.
And he's got gold gloves. He's got, you know, all-star appearances. He's got the full resume.
I think another thing that this marks is sort of the end of an era for the Yankees. I mean, you have A-Rod going out, you know, in a completely different fashion. But the Yankees had, you know, this face and this brand for such a long time. And now that Jeter's gone, the Yankees, as they stand, are going to be almost irrecognizable from where they were for a very long time. So
I mean, like you're saying, like it was Derek Jeter, Amy Pettit, Jorge Posada, and Mariano Rivera. That was
right.
The core four. That
and
was
now they're going
to. Now they're all gone. And the Yankees just paid a bunch of other players to come fill their shoes. But that's not what's important. But I don't know. This is a guy who's probably going to finish, assuming he has a full regular season, 6 all-time in hits. He's going to be top 10 in runs. He's played in more playoff games than any other player. He has almost every single playoff record in terms of plate appearances, runs. He's even third in postseason homers, and he's most famous. He has one of the most famous plays of all time in the flip play.
Yeah, exactly.
In game 3 of the ALDS in 2001. So this guy's legacy is just incredible, and he won't be a, you know, unanimous Hall of Famer because he's going to be like 98.6.
Yeah, some sabermetrician is going to be, well, his zone rating is not that good.
But he should
be unanimous. I hate the Hall of Fame process.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I agree. There's not much leeway, and I don't want to discuss that, and I don't want to get too in-depth about it just because I know that Andy and the Wednesday show, you know, Andy's a big Yankees fan, and they talked about it in much more depth than we did.
He probably cried.
To me, this, like I said, this is a player that we think Hall of Fame with. And I guess the question that always comes to mind when I think Hall of Fame is just a question of, would you rather have a Hall of Fame, you know, would you rather be in the Hall of Fame and never have won a World Series, or have won a World Series but never go to the Hall of Fame? And, you know, that just goes across all sports. You know, you look at some, there are some athletes like, you know, in NFL, notably LaDainian Tomlinson, Tony Gonzalez. You know, they've never been to that big game. And so I guess just to kind of, you know, you know where we're going from here. So I just want to ask the question. We'll start with you, Billy. Would you rather, like I said, go to the Hall of Fame but never have been to the big game, or win the big game and never go to a Hall of Fame?
So you have a lot of players like Charles Barkley or Dan Marino where people kind of like look down on their legacy a little bit because they never won the championship. But we only talk about that because they were such incredible players. So, I mean, I could win a Super Bowl, you know, as a backup special teamer, or I could be a Hall of Fame player that everyone knows, which means I worked hard, I was successful, I achieved most of my goals. So Super Bowl, I mean, if I could get both, I'd be the ideal world. But I mean, if I could just have one, I'd rather have the Hall of Fame. Maybe if I was more into like showing off it, I would love to have the ring, just be like, hey, look at this Super Bowl ring. But, you know, I would go to the Hall of Fame.
I'd rather show my kids my Hall of Fame plaque too. But what are your thoughts, Maggie?
Okay, I disagree. I think like the notability of being in the Hall of Fame is great, and like you're gonna go down in history and be remembered forever. But personally, like the Hall of Fame is such a, not that everyone who's in the Hall of Fame is dead, but it's such like an afterlife celebration. I personally want to have the experience of, you know, being on that field, on that grand stage, playing, you know, getting to tell my kids stories of my time, you know, playing in the World Series, playing in the Super Bowl. And you get a lot of perks for doing that, and you get a lot of experiences, and, you know, just the atmosphere. Like, I would live for that. I would just love the adrenaline rush of, like, being on that field, on that grand stage with everyone watching.
I kind of agree with you, Maggie, but for a totally different reason. I'd imagine if you were to ask any player in the, you know, in the NFL, in the NHL, in anything right now, and you were to ask them, what is your goal? And their goal is to, I want to win championships. And, I mean, I don't necessarily like the experience angle because, you know, the game is the experience. You know, the grind of the season is the experience. Just, you can have a great career, but never being the big game, as some of these guys have, you know, have kind of demonstrated. But I guess the only reason that I would rather have a World Series and not be in the Hall of Fame is because that, a World Series is what I work for, you know, is what I work for as an athlete. It's what I'm put on my team for.
That's true. And there's plenty of people that have won World Series or Super Bowls that aren't in their respective Hall of Fames, but they're still known as great players. And I think, like we were saying, with how complicated the selection process is for the Hall of Fame, it doesn't carry as much weight because you don't necessarily have to, you can be an amazing player without being in the Hall of Fame, and you can have that lasting legacy.
Okay, I think most players who say they would rather have a World Series championship, Super Bowl championship over Hall of Fame, they're kind of lying, because it's more of the team-made answer, but all players want to be successful. They want to, you know, achieve things. And the thing is, most guys will never win a title, and the ones who do, so many of those guys don't actually, you won't remember. I mean, I can't name the backup quarterback on the Giants when they won the World Super Bowl recently.
I think that's Lorenzen.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
I mean, not to flex my muscles. Okay.
That was pure muscle flexing right there. Let me just.
Or, like, you know, the fourth starting pitcher in a rotation on a random World Series team from the 80s. But, like, if a guy's a Hall of Famer, we all know and respect those players. You see these guys on TV. These are the guys we look up to and want to be. These are our heroes. But, I mean, like I said, I don't know. I think the good team answer is you want to win the championship answer. But I think everyone wants to excel individually, though.
That is true, because I think there's a lot of back and forth, you know, with what, you know, there's also players that haven't won World Series or such and such because of their team holding them back, but they are amazing players. So it's really interesting to look at. I mean, you take someone like Chipper Jones, he won one World Series in 1995, and then since then, you know, he's a great player, but his team has not been able to come through clutch. So there's all these different lines to look at.
But once you get that one title, though, you're pretty much set.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, that's your moment. That's your crowning moment, too. Like, and when a Hall of Famer looks at, you know, when a Hall of Fame voting committee looks at you, they'll be like, okay, does he have the stats? You know, for Chipper Jones, he's got the stats. Okay, does he have the moment? Yeah,
Larry.
He's got the moment.
I only really feel like the Super Bowl championship really matter, I guess. In every other sport, I don't think it's as important to have the title in order to be, you know, Hall of Fame caliber player. Because quarterback's such an important position. Most teams that win the Super Bowl is because their quarterback played great, or they have one of the best 8-9 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, and I guess this talk is all pretty symbolic because I'm wearing a Larry Fitzgerald jersey, too. A guy who...
He's always okay. Something he's Arizona.
Okay. No, well, come on. Larry Fitzgerald is probably Tony Gonzalez, at least in the next couple
and
years.
One of the top, like, true. Three most dominant postseason performances ever in 2000.
I do remember that. Larry Fitzgerald was catching everything his way. But you know, going back, you know, sticking on topic, though, I don't know. But like I was saying, though, the thing about the World Series is the validation, I guess. It's the short-term validation, but it's validation nonetheless. If I'm a player, that's my goal. And, I mean, I don't necessarily I don't work towards the Hall of Fame. I work towards a championship. A Hall of Fame is an honor, and I will take it as gracefully as possible. But, you know, and it's, I know it's a little odd transitioning to this discussion from Derek Jeter, who's got plenty of both. But I don't know.
I think it's all short-term versus long-term, though. I mean, you don't go into a season thinking, okay, I'm going to become a Hall of Fame player after this year, but...
Right, but I mean, look at someone like Curtis Martin. I mean, he's the fourth leading rusher in NFL history. He has more yards from scrimmage than Thurman Thomas or Tony Dorsett. He was also the Rookie of the Year, five-time All-Pro. He's not in the Hall of Fame, but that doesn't diminish
Curtis
his career.
Curtis Martin's in the Hall of Fame.
No?
Pretty sure Curtis Martin's in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
Well, I guess we can get the check in. With a resume like that, I'd imagine he is. And if he's not, it's because he's not eligible yet. I don't think. But he's rather old, I think.
Yeah, he got in the Hall of Fame in 2012. He is.
Just happened.
That was me messing that up. Oh, well.
So Maggie with her five-year-old computer, right? Or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
I know that's not how the internet works, but just go with me.
That's because baseball's on our mind right now.
Baseball's always on my mind. That's really the biggest problem here. Tommy John is not in the Hall of Fame, and he has 280 wins.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
No,
he's in the Hall of Fame as a doctor,
what?
I thought.
Yeah, but not for his wins. So.
Hey, that still counts.
True.
The thing is, baseball Hall of Fame, though, is kind of different because it's such a flawed system. If you're not, you know, if Hank Aaron can't get in unanimously, then no one should.
If Pete Rose can't.
And the fact that there are years where no one gets in, that is just upsetting to me.
Well, that's a whole different argument.
This is a whole other Oprah show. But, you know, players like Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, you know, in my opinion, those are Hall of Fame guys, but I'm not voting.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds is one of the best players to ever play the game.
First of all, this is a whole different argument, but I'm a Giants fan.
We could go
Barry Bonds saved baseball in San Francisco, because if it wasn't for him, that team probably would have relocated.
He probably saved baseball in general, to be quite honest. I mean,
he was incredible in Pittsburgh. He was incredible while he was so small. I mean, you look at his stats, he's one of the highest ever in steals, along with home runs and runs. So, I mean, it's not and his fielding was incredible. It wasn't just the home run numbers when he seemed to grow like the Hulk, but you know,
he did drugs.
Well, Pete Rose gambled. I mean, and he's a surefire guy. And like I said, this is a whole other discussion.
Arguments.
This is a whole other
down
discussion.
The rabbit hole.
But this is a discussion that I love to have because it does kind of bring up a lot of different talking points. But with that in mind, we'll start going to a break here, and then on the other side we can talk some Olympic hockey and Olympics in general because I love me some Winter Olympics.
I told you we need to start adopting Canadians. That's what we should do.
I guess, or we just need to stop, you know, making them go north. But either way, Olympics on the other side. You're listening to the Student Section.